This is an audio version of the article, AI Data Sovereignty, The Three Concepts That Matter, by Rakesh Narayan. Available at rakeshnarayan.com. Most enterprises have sent data to an AI provider without knowing which country processed it. Not because they were careless, because nobody asked the question. You connect to an API. You get results. And the infrastructure in between is somebody else's problem. That worked when the stakes were low. It does not work when the data includes customer records, financial transactions, or personally identifiable information, and when regulators in multiple jurisdictions are paying attention to exactly where that data went. The challenge is that the vocabulary around this topic is genuinely confusing. Sovereignty, residency, localization. These three terms are used interchangeably in vendor marketing, in procurement conversations, and in boardroom risk discussions. They are not the same thing. And the differences between them have direct consequences for how you architect AI systems. Foundation posts this post connects directly to AI in the enterprise, a practical map, which covers how organizations are deploying AI in 2026 and where governance fits in. Also relevant, ethics and responsible AI, the governance principles that make sovereignty decisions meaningful. Why AI changes the data sovereignty question? Data sovereignty is not a new concept. Enterprises have been dealing with data residency requirements and cross-border transfer rules since GDPR came into force in 2018. But AI introduces a category of data flow that most existing frameworks were not designed to handle. Every time you send a prompt to a cloud LLM API, that query, which may contain contract excerpts, customer names, internal financial figures, or strategic context, travels to a server you do not own, in a jurisdiction you may not have verified. The model processes it, generates a response, and the query may or may not be retained. Most organizations have no visibility into any part of that pipeline. This is what makes AI different from conventional data storage. A database stores records. An AI pipeline processes meaning. Every query is a potential data transfer. Every RAG lookup chunks and embeds your documents on infrastructure you do not control. Every fine-tuning job sends your proprietary data to a training environment. The attack surface for sovereignty risk is not a data center. It is every API call your systems make. Key takeaway: AI workloads create data flows at query time, not just at storage time. The question is not only where your data sits, it is where your data goes every time someone uses your AI system. The three concepts and why they are not the same thing. This is the section that most posts skip. They use sovereignty, residency, and localization as synonyms. They are not. The following table shows concept, what it means, and who sets it. The practical consequence: data residency in the EU does not guarantee data sovereignty in the EU. If the provider is a US company, AWS, Azure, Google Cloud, OpenAI US law still applies to that data regardless of where the servers are located. More on this in the next section. Localization is the hardest constraint. China's BIPL requires that personal data on Chinese citizens be processed domestically. Russia has similar requirements. Saudi Arabia's PDPL mandates local processing for certain categories. If your AI system processes data subject to these laws, you cannot route it through a global cloud provider and remain compliant, regardless of which data center region you select. Following image, three-panel diagram on white background comparing data sovereignty, data residency, and data localization as distinct concepts with icons and one-line summaries for each. The Cloud Act problem nobody talks about. Here is the scenario that surprises most enterprises. You are a European company. You sign a contract with a major US cloud provider that guarantees your data stays in EU data centers. Your legal team reviews the data processing agreement. Your procurement team ticks the GDPR compliance box. None of that protects you from the US Cloud Act. The Clarifying Lawful Overseas Use of Data Act, passed by the US Congress in 2018, allows US authorities to compel access to data held by US companies, regardless of where that data is physically stored. A US government request directed at a US provider reaches their EU servers just as easily as their US servers. Location is irrelevant. Jurisdiction follows ownership. Warning: a US provider operating EU data centers cannot fully guarantee EU data sovereignty. US law applies to the provider, not just to the physical infrastructure. GDPR compliant and sovereign are not the same claim, and vendors often use them interchangeably. This creates a direct conflict with GDPR Article 48, which prohibits handing personal data to non-EU authorities without a recognized international agreement. The EU Data Act, applying from September 2025, adds a further layer. Chapter 7 requires providers operating in the EU to challenge unlawful government access requests. But challenging a request is not the same as blocking it. The EU-US Data Privacy Framework, adopted July 2023, provides a transfer mechanism for certified US companies. It does not resolve the underlying Cloud Act conflict. Multiple EU data protection authorities have stated publicly that the framework does not fully address the tension between US surveillance law and GDPR. For organizations in regulated sectors, finance, healthcare, government, that legal uncertainty is not theoretical. It is audit exposure. Note, GDPR cumulative fines since 2018 now exceed 7.1 billion euros, DLA Piper GDPR fines, and data breach survey. January 2026. Data transfer violations are no longer edge cases in enforcement. They represent some of the largest penalties on record. Where AI workloads create sovereignty exposure, most sovereignty conversations focus on databases and file storage. For AI, the exposure is different, and it is spread across the entire pipeline. The following table shows AI workload, where the exposure sits. An example: related reading RAG pipelines are one of the highest risk workloads for sovereignty exposure. See RAG retrieval augmented generation explained for the full architecture. AI agents create data flows at runtime that are especially hard to govern. MCP Model Context Protocol Explained covers how agents connect to live business data. Every one of those connections is a potential sovereignty event. Following image, AI pipeline flow diagram on white background showing 5 stages: user, LLM API, RAG vector store, fine-tuning and AI agent tools, with red warning triangles, marking data sovereignty exposure points at each stage. The 4 deployment models and what each gives up. Once you understand where the exposure sits, the deployment decision becomes a trade-off between sovereignty and capability. There is no option that maximizes both. The question is where you draw the line based on the data involved. The following table shows deployment model, sovereignty level, capability, and trade-off. Best practice: classify your data before you choose your deployment model, not after. The instinct is to pick the AI tool first and worry about data governance later. That order produces expensive rework. Start with what data will this system touch? Then choose the deployment model that fits the sensitivity of that data. Practical tip: if you are building on SAP BTP, SAP HANA Cloud's native vector storage means your RAG pipeline can keep embeddings within your existing SAP infrastructure, reducing the number of external data flows you need to govern. This does not solve sovereignty entirely, but it removes one of the highest risk components from third-party hands. Following image, 2x2 quadrant diagram on white background plotting 4 AI deployment models: public cloud, sovereign cloud, private on-premise and hybrid routing, against capability on the vertical axis and sovereignty level on the horizontal axis. At a glance, AI data sovereignty. The following table shows concept and one-line summary. What to take away? Sovereignty, residency, and localization are not different words for the same thing. They describe different types of control over data: legal, geographic, and regulatory, and conflating them is how organizations end up with an EU data center that does not actually protect them from US government access, or a GDPR-compliant vendor that cannot meet China's BIPL requirements. The deeper shift is this: for conventional data storage, sovereignty was primarily a question of where files sit at rest. For AI, it is a question of where data moves at query time, and that happens constantly. across every API call, every RAG lookup, every agent tool invocation. Governance frameworks built for databases do not automatically cover AI pipelines. They need to be extended deliberately. The EU AI Act's high-risk obligations go live on the 2nd of August 2026. They require documented data governance practices, not just privacy policies, but auditable records of what AI systems process, where, and under what controls. Organizations that are still treating sovereignty as a procurement question rather than an architectural one are going to find that a very tight timeline to meet. Related posts on this site, AI in the Enterprise, a practical map. How organizations are deploying AI in 2026 and where data governance fits into that picture. Less than BR, greater than ethics and responsible AI, the essentials, the governance principles behind responsible AI deployment. Including accountability and transparency requirements that connect directly to sovereignty obligations. Less than BR greater than RAG, retrieval augmented generation explained, RAG pipelines are one of the highest risk workloads for sovereignty exposure, understanding the architecture helps you govern it. Less than BR greater than MCP model context protocol explained, AI agents connecting to live business data via MCP tools create real-time data flows that need sovereignty consideration at the design stage. Less than BR greater than AI regulation, how risk-based rules actually work, the risk-based regulatory logic, including the EU AI Act, that data sovereignty obligations are increasingly built on top of. Published on rakeshnarayan.com articles.